Welcome to the Yossi Schmidt Show, presented by Team World Supporter. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the power of the media to manipulate you. You have to understand that not everything that the media reports is actually factual, both on the right and both on the left. Like, for example, the media portrayed Donald Trump to say, "Everyone go fight like hell to protect democracy." They left out a key word called fight like hell peacefully. There's a way to fight like hell peacefully. Don't give up. Fight, but do it peacefully. Don't attack. Don't be violent. Don't storm the Capitol. Don't do things like that. But no, the media chose to leave out the word peacefully and convince the Democrats and the people that don't look up news themselves that Donald Trump wanted people to be violent. And that is what is leading to this sham of impeachment trial that's going on right now. Donald Trump did not incite the violence. And another case of the media portraying things that are not true is when they left out the word immediate in reporting that the court threw out Parler's request to be immediately restored on to Amazon Web Services. The real case is that just the injunction was thrown out, the case is still going on. It could take up to a year, it could take who knows how long, but the immediate request was thrown out. They did not lose the case entirely, so the media again manipulated you. And they do it time and time again. People have to stop letting the media manipulate you. People have to start reading between the lines, reading both on the right, on the left, and making their own opinions on what the facts are. Because the facts are not what the right wants you to believe, and the facts are not what the left wants you to believe. The facts are the facts. And you gotta hear both sides of the story. You could see what the power of media manipulation can do. It can lead to a sham of an impeachment, which is what's going on right now. This impeachment is a sham. It's a waste of taxpayer money because people decided to portray things that Donald Trump incited violence. He did not incite violence. And if you want to talk about inciting violence, you could talk about all the other times that people actually incited violence. But then again, there's the freedom of speech. So this impeachment is a sham and a waste of your money, my money, everyone's taxpayer money. It's insanity and it has to end. This doesn't mean that big tech has no hand in this manipulation. They choose what they let to be posted on their social media platforms and such. They didn't let the New York Post put up the Hunter Biden story. They didn't let anyone put up the Hunter Biden story because they decided that they wanted Joe Biden to be our president as opposed to Donald Trump, which is not okay because that's called influencing an election. Which again brings my normal call to action. Everyone, please download alternative social media platforms, alternative tech, use DuckDuckGo, CloudHub, any alternative platform as opposed to big tech, and flee this insanity. I want to remind you that Team World Supporter is always here to review your platform that you own or a platform that you want us to review, as long as everyone works with us, answers all our questions, and has nothing to hide. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please remember to subscribe to us, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much.